Hello, everybody. We're back. This is Long, and I am the critical media guy, I guess, because my co-hosts keep changing, and I'm having trouble filling that spot. I tell you what, filling the void. But yeah, we're a video game enthusiast, and we like to talk about video game enthusiast stuff within the hour. And I'm here with my friend Link.
Hello.
Hey, Link. Me and Link go way back, like over 10 years back, I think.
Oh, Christ. This is 2000. 9 years? 8 years? Yeah, pushing 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pushing 10 for sure.
Pretty cool, pretty cool. We used to play a lot of Team Fortress 2 back in the day. And I forgot what you used to play. What you used to play as on Team Fortress 2? What classes?
TF2, I played Scout more than anything else, mainly because I just liked running and shooting the shotgun, and things died fucking fast with a double barrel. But yeah, that's what I played a lot of. I think at one point, I played Pyro for a while, but...
Yeah, I remember Jirai, you playing Pyro.
Jirai really just fucked that up.
Yeah, Jirai.
ruined all expectations I had about how a Pyro could play and what I should do as a Pyro, so...
That guy never gave up on Pyro. He was just, I remember we were playing a lot of the games whenever, like, the server was filling out. And whenever the server is about to fill out, like, you've only got, like, you know, two or three players on each team, so... like, we'll go melee, and, you know, if you want to go melee, you got to switch classes, but he never switched classes no matter what, so...
Oh, God, no, he didn't. Yeah. And, like, one of the things I actually enjoyed a lot was he said I was one of the only scouts that actually scared the shit out of him, because I was one of the few players in general, but one of the only scouts that would actively not give a shit if they were on fire, that I would get on fire and then still proceed to try and kill him. Whereas everyone else usually would, you know, get lit on fire and try and run away, regardless of how much damage they thought they had did. So, because, you know, I guess a lot of people actually are worried about their score ratio or some shit. But, like, you know, you'd respawn in 15 seconds, so, fuck it, I'm going to take you down with me. And I did. I used to like shooting him in the face.
Flame damage is also kind of like an elusive thing, especially, like... It came to a point where, like, you always crit whenever you're behind somebody, right? I don't know if they...
That was the back burner. I don't remember if he used back burner often. Actually, no, he totally did, because there was literally no punishment, at least in the early days when it was first introduced. Unless, there was, like, no punishment to using it. Like, you lost 15 health.
Well, at first, I don't think you could air blast with the back burner. I don't know if that's still the case. It's been forever since I played Team Fortress 2.
Could you air blast with the other one at first, too?
Yeah, at first, the first one, like, the main thing was air blasting. Everybody was getting, like, deflection kills, you remember?
Oh, yeah. Shows how much I played Pyro after Jirai showed me how to fucking not suck. But yeah, no, I remember once. You remember Largo? Larfish? Whatever he won.
Yeah, I remember Largo.
We were playing one day. And it was, you know, 2-4, and we're on the bridge, and it's, on one end is me, Largo, and Jirai, and on the other end it was, I don't know, some DOA member or some shit, because that's the only server I played on outside of yours.
Yeah.
So, we're standing at the end, and it doesn't really matter what me or Largo were, and Jirai is just standing there dodging rockets from a soldier. And he's, like, jokingly, he's like, I'm gonna get you, and he has his axe out. He's not deflecting, not doing anything, just holding his axe, staying at the other end of the bridge.
Yeah.
And then he runs at the guy, lets out a battle cry, jumps over the guy's rocket. The rocket then shoots him down the, so the rocket blows up behind him, sends him flying straight down the bridge. And as he's doing this, Jirai's, you know, letting out a bloody fucking battle cry. And just as the game decided to let all the luck roll into him, as he is, like, getting to the soldier and he's swinging, it's a crit swing. So he bolts down the thing, screaming, flying, like, he's flying through the air. He's not running. He's literally flying through the air because the rocket blasts him at him. He's screaming and crit slams the soldier in the fucking head with his axe.
Oh, that's good
stuff. It was... Honest to God, the funniest thing I think I saw in TF2. This was under the bridge. Okay. Under the bridge.
Okay.
He was just sent through, so he didn't clip hit the top, nothing. He just perfectly flew straight at him, slammed his axe into the guy's face, and then I think we proceed to just laugh and cry for a good 5-10 minutes because it was just hilarious and perfect.
Yeah, those are the good moments, man. That's what I lived for whenever I used to play. And then, like, it doesn't even matter. Do you remember if you won or lost? No, right? Because that was, you know.
No, I remember the ones where I did hilariously well against all odds. Those I remember, but who gave a shit if you won or lost? Yeah. No, we weren't playing competitively. Yeah. TF2 didn't even have the idea of a competitive, like, scene at that point. Well, actually, it totally did. But
yeah.
It was a crappy competitive scene. Yeah, it was at
like
that point.
DIY competitive mode. Like everybody's like set up together.
Until like a month ago, it was still DIY. Now that Overwatch, kind of has introduced theirs. Valve introduced theirs, I guess. Their like official mode for it.
Yeah, because they like have a ranking system, and then they can rank you like against like similarly leveled players. So now, like, there's no team switching, which is great.
Team switching, I guess if you're playing competitively, that would actually matter to some people, I suppose. But
if you're in a regular public match, like that always happened. It was like, oh man, these guys suck. Can't wait for, you know, the ability to team switch over. Like I never did it because I don't care about losing at all. So it's actually more fun whenever there's like 5 people trying to kill you, and you're like alone. And okay, what am I gonna do? And those decisions were always best at the classes that I played, which was like Demo Man and Heavy, so. Yep.
Didn't you play Spy a lot? What are you meaning Heavy?
I played a little bit of Spy, but I was mostly, the DOA days, I was Demo Man and Heavy. Like, you know, you guys, I don't know. I was told that my stickies flew the fastest for some reason. So I remember that. Yeah. So, Link, what you been up to, man? What you been playing this past week?
This past week? I don't know what was past week. I beat the last... Not the last. This first 3DS Kirby game.
Oh. That was Triple Deluxe?
Triple Deluxe.
Yeah.
I realized at this point, as much as I enjoy Kirby games, I'm done with Kirby games. They're not Kirby games anymore.
That's a shame. I hear like a lot of good stuff about Triple Deluxe, and then
it was fine. The issue was it introduced boss battles, and I don't mean introduce boss battles where it's like, yeah, because that's always been a thing ever since the first Kirby. But it was very, it still is formulaic. Except the original ones were like hit the boss like 4 times and he's dead.
Yeah.
Problem solved. This one, the boss has like a health bar, and
is it like a Sigma boss, like a Mega Man X style, like 3 level tiered boss?
The final boss actually was, and that one annoyed me for different reasons. It's 3 tiers. There's like 3 modes. For most of them, it had like a front element, so a boss battle, like the first third or half of the health, the boss had stuff going on and the front screen.
Yeah.
And then they did stuff that was front and back screen because there was the 2 layers. And then the third form was a kind of a hybrid between the two. And it was just so annoying because it just took so long to go through. And you'd be like, and like, yeah. Stuff would do so little damage, so it's just, it intentionally drew it out, and it was, they weren't fun. They got to the point where they just weren't fun, and it's, I'm done. I don't need to buy Kirby games like that anymore.
No.
They're Kirby games, you don't have to get good.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about buying Triple Deluxe for my girlfriend, because she's big into Kirby ever since she played, like, Kirby's Epic Yarn, and then Return to Dreamland on the Wii, so... but I saw a display model of Kirby's Robobot, and that looks good. That looks like some good stuff.
It's most likely more of the same. Because like, why wouldn't they follow that formula? See, Epic Yarn I thought was actually really, really cool, really great.
It was beautiful, yeah.
It was also really awesome that you couldn't die.
No, you
can't. That was nice. It was really chill. And I don't know, it felt, the new Kirby felt, and I played a shitload of Kirbys. I actually think I played all of them at some point in time. I think I've beaten half of them, at least. So Kirby for me has always been kind of like it's always been relaxed. Even Superstar, those little ones were like, even the time mode one, it was more pitting you against the time and not stupid stuff, stupid elements and things like that would jump out and like screw you. The new one, the first 3DS one, just cause I never remember, I'm not going to remember the name. It did not have the same feeling to me as the other ones have. And that was the biggest thing for me that actually turned me off of it. If that's what Kirby's going to be now, then I'm done. I don't need to keep playing it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you shouldn't buy Robobot then, because I was told by, like, other fans of Kirby that, like, oh, yeah, all the good stuff in Triple Deluxe, it's all in here, and then more. So, what is it? They have those robots, and then whenever you suck in an enemy with a power, you get the power like normal, but like the robot is also has an ability depending on which power. So it's like back in the day with the
Mega Man X.
No, not Mega Man X. Robots.
Yeah,
no, the one, the Kirby game with the rides, with the not with the rides, with the animals that you could ride.
That was
the one on Super Nintendo.
Oh no, that wasn't just Super Nintendo. That was actually Kirby 2. And Kirby's Dream Land 3.
Kirby's Dream Land 3 is what I'm thinking of. But yeah. So like whenever you got on like a hamster or an owl, depending on which one you were on, you could also get... So there's like billions of combinations that are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's also like almost a Gunstar Heroes thing going on where you can absorb more than one power. Which is really awesome.
If they reintroduce that, that would actually make me be a little interested, I guess. But, like, I don't know. They've done a lot of cool things with Kirby. The earlier games, this one felt like they took enough steps forward.
Okay, so as a Kirby game connoisseur, and, okay, you tell me which game should I continue on, like what's the next game my girlfriend should play, like after Epic Yarn and Return to Dreamland?
I'd honestly would say Kirby's Dream Land 3 for the Super Nintendo.
I would say
that's a good one, because it was fun. It was really cool, just because you actually already touched on one of the coolest things about it was the different animals. Wow, I'm not remembering all of them right now. There was like four.
There was an owl, five. A hamster, a cat,
a fish.
Well, yeah, the fish. I think
there was one more. Cat, or I'm confusing it with the blob. That's the player two.
There's a tiny little bird, like a green bird.
There's that guy. I don't think you combine with the bird though, like the owl. But maybe you do. I can't remember. It's been several years since I've played it.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But I'd play that one. I would also do.
Kirby's Pinball. Kirby's Pinball was a badass game on a regular Game Boy.
I've actually never played Kirby's Pinball.
Oh, it was fun. It was good. I still play it every couple of years. No, it's like original Game Boy, like no colors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still holds up, man. Kirby 64. I'd definitely look at Kirby 64 as well, because that one in my mind was. That one was a lot of fun. Not only because. The biggest thing that I loved of that was you could combine powers, like legitimately mix like fire and needle, and then it became a whole new thing.
That sounds awesome.
A whole new thing. Yeah. And it really actually annoyed me that it didn't carry forward, like that they didn't keep moving forward with that, because it was such a simple thing
Well, how many base elements of powers were there in Kirby 64?
Oh, Christ. In Kirby 64,
like,
there
less
been...
than eight? Like, eight-ish?
There was the original amount. So, fire, ice, needle, cutter.
Bomb.
Fire, ice, needle, cutter, bomb.
Magic?
No, magic. Magic was not. They did magic not use magic in that one. Magic was something that Superstar introduced, which still actually is one of my favorite ones. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was only five, so they made it so there'd be 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they made it so there's 10.
Yeah, that's really cool. But like, I don't know, like the more, because there's like, I don't know, there's like 20 of them now, right? There's like,
oh, fuck. There's
crazy Indian bird thing. And there's like ninja, right?
Well, yeah, there's ninja. That crazy Indian bird thing, the bird was also Superstar Saga. I'm pretty sure it was Superstar Saga.
Yeah.
But there was, there's Archer, there's Spear,
there's
Ninja.
Wheel.
Wheel, Superstar Saga. There was a whip.
Well, I'm just talking about, like, right now, if they went Gunstar Heroes and, like, said, okay, yeah, you can mix and match and then have different kinds of powers depending on which two bases that you have, then the combinations would be ridiculous.
It would, but, you know, just take the extra step. Come on, Nintendo. Like, they do enough to screw up with stuff, they might as well take enough steps to not screw up with stuff. One actually that I had a lot of fun with, that they got a Wii U sequel remake, was Rainbow Curse.
Oh yeah, with the
that one was actually really fun, and it was it's a non traditional Kirby game.
Yeah, it's like a doodler thing going
kind
on,
of,
right?
How it works is
you draw a track, and then he
runs
along the track.
Yeah, you draw a track, and he goes on it automatically. When you get to, like, an enemy, you tap him, and he, like, just kind of absorbs him or something.
Yeah.
And then you can tap him again to use that power or use that skill.
And then the second player plays just, like, a normal Kirby game, like, following him.
No. Oh, is there a two-player one for the Wii? The
Wii U? Yeah, the Wii U Rainbow Curse. Like, if you jump in a second player, then he just plays the game, just like a regular Kirby game.
Oh wow!
So
that's interesting.
It's very advantageous because
I haven't looked too much at the Wii U one. The DS one, Rainbow Curse. It was the when I bought a DS, I bought the day I bought a DS, I bought Kirby, and I bought Castlevania.
Good choices.
Kirby game was it was legitimately like the first two games I had bought at the same time. So I played the hell out of it, and it was really, really great. So, you know, get your girlfriend to play those three, I guess. So Dreamland 3.
She just finished, Squeak Squad.
Squeak Squad was like a traditional Kirby game. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great. Like, I saw her play it, and I was like, really getting into it. And I did a couple levels, for her because, I'm a gentleman. And then I turned off the game immediately and said, do it yourself, right after I finished the level. I was like, that's how you do it. Go. I believe in you.
And you walked out of the room and let her do it without ever being able to ask you questions.
Yeah, I dropped the mic and then I just left the room. That's it. But no, man, real friends don't like pass levels up for friends. So I think you would get a lot more out of a game once you beat it yourself. You know, you don't want your friend or your brother or some other relative, like, passing the hard parts for you. That's a crutch. You don't
actually
need a crutch.
That's how I beat the first Zelda Ocarina of Time. I couldn't do the water temple, and I just couldn't do it. So I got a friend to beat it the one time.
Well, then never really beat the game, man.
No. And then I replayed the game, or I deleted that save, or the power went out and killed it or some shit, I don't remember. But when I did it myself again, I then learned, and it's still in the 3D one, by the way, the 3DS version, but you can skip the last quarter of the water temple, and that's how I learned to beat it. I don't know how to actually beat like the water tower or the water temple incomplete, because I learned the trick right after you get the long shot. You get the long shot, you get the boss key, and then when you're screwing with the water levels, There's a certain point where if you just jump off a ledge and pull out your long shot and just shoot it straight, you will catch the ledge that goes to the boss room and just pull right up and you go.
Cheater.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to even beat the water temple because I learned how to do that and I jumped half the or a good chunk of the dungeon, I think, or some shit.
That's cool, man. Have there been any instances where you finish parts of games for other people?
Yeah, but it's only because they're shitty game players.
Oh.
Like my dad, I tried getting him Stalker of Chernobyl. If you have never played it, it's a great game. You will need mods to really get it stable. There is a lot of debate and or heated passionate arguments over which mods are the better mods to actually play it the first time with. I don't really care. I play if Stalker Complete, but anyway, it's a unforgivingly hard game, to the point where like bullets have a legitimate kind of amount of physics to them, which is hilarious, because if you get the bullet just right, you can actually skip it off the ground.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if this is actual. I don't know if that would work in real world. I don't know if you could skip like a bullet off the pavement if you got it right. But it's pretty hard, and it's hard because it was broken in a lot of ways. And my dad refuses to play games on anything but the hardest setting. I don't know why.
Oh,
he thinks it makes him a man or
that,
something.
That does make him a man. Like, slow clap for your dad, for real.
Yeah, yeah. It takes him like 80 hours to beat Half-Life 2. Good
yeah.
for him.
Well, he did it, though. He did it.
But, so he couldn't get past the first section of Stalker, which is awesome, which was hilarious to me, because even on easy, he couldn't do it, because the AI is kind of wonk. So, yeah, I did that for him. Then he refused to play it because he couldn't handle it on easy. And I think it demasculated him a little, but that's his problem, not mine.
He sucked. That sounds like a fun time, demasculating your dad. That's you're a good son. Good son, Link.
I do what I can, man. I do what I can. I could have got the clippers out and did it, but I just chose to do it that way.
Yeah, I have a few instances. I remember way back when a friend of mine was playing like a samurai... What was it? Onimusha. They were playing Onimusha.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you remember those dumb little, like, box puzzles where, like, you move the pieces of squares around so
yeah,
that
yeah.
it arranges into a picture? And so I remember, like, everybody in my friend circle, like, five guys, like, trying to figure this out. And I came over, and I figured it out. And then, like, immediately afterwards, I turned it off. I was like, now do it yourself, guy. And they were like, no, why? We can't. It's impossible. We've tried. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I redid it. And just because I felt really bad. You know, they superimposed me, so. But, yeah.
They superimposed you?
They superimposed their, like, hey, no, we need you to do that again. That's, why'd you turn it off? That was dick thing to do.
You should have charged them money for it.
I should have. But I wasn't a good entrepreneur back then. I'm still not. I think
weren't
I'm too nice.
Weren't you the one that sold hacked, cracked Xboxes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was me. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I sold more than, like, one or two, like, to friends. And then, like, after they got really cheap, I think they're, like, $30 now. And you can soft mod them super easy. So, like, I bought, like, five of them, gave one to every one of my siblings. Like, hey, yeah, just, like, this will play your DVDs, and it'll play stuff off of your network, and there's also games. You'll love it. It'll be great.
And then they proceed to call you every 12 minutes asking for help?
No, I think most of them, like, overheated and died. I think. I'm pretty sure.
Good job on that one. You did a bang-up job making sure they worked.
Well, I mean, they worked whenever I gave it to them. Like, it's not my fault if the hardware overheats and dies. Things overheat and die. It's just the nature of life. Heat death.
Much like the universe eventually will. Yes.
Yeah.
That's all scary, those who are not having existential crises in life, yeah, we're up on that. You'll understand.
We went really dark on that one, just casually. Yep, we're all gonna die.
It's kind of like that Louis C.K. skit where, or not skit, the, one of his jokes where he's like teaching his daughter. His daughter's upset about, oh fuck, what was it? His daughter was upset about,
she gets a treat, why don't I get a treat? And he's like, you never look in your neighbor's bowl.
No,
oh, wait, well, no, that's yes, a different,
that is one of his jokes. No, no, he would, that one's actually a good life lesson.
Yes, which it is.
You don't look in your neighbor, don't worry about your neighbor's bowl unless they're not getting enough.
Yeah.
Don't compare yourself to, you know, someone else. Only compare if they need help, then offer them help or some shit. I don't know. I don't know if he's as altruistic as he likes to pretend he is.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking hilarious with his, like, oh, man, this one time I thought about helping this guy, and it made me feel so good. And I was just,
and I didn't.
And I didn't. But the but feeling. I felt good about myself I felt for good having about it. The thought.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't really know if you want to trust Louis C.K. on life lessons, but yeah, no, the joke where he's his daughter learns that, like, his daughter is worried about, you know, everyone dying or him dying or something like that. And then, you know, what happens when the son dies or whatever. And he, like, basically told her daughter, or his daughter, that everyone she knows and loves will die one day. Everyone she knows and loves in the future will die one day, and that it doesn't really matter because everyone in the universe will die one day.
Yep.
His daughter learned all about that in like 3 seconds.
At the tender age of 7 or 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just old enough to start comprehending, oh shit, the goldfish died. Better flush it. She's learning that heat death is going to wipe out.
I feel like that's the best time to tell a kid that heat death is about to happen, because otherwise it's like, oh shit, like, I don't know, like, once you accept it whenever you're young, it becomes like not a thing whenever you're older. So.
I guess if you want to breed some socio or psychopath, sure. I guess that's a beautiful thing to teach your kids, that death is a moot point on the grand scale of life.
Exactly. I like to think of death as a type of, I don't know, a different plane of existence. And just the sad part is you don't get to hang out with your old buddies anymore. It's just like Adventure Time. Like, nothing's really finite. We're going to be all everywhere at the same time. And that's kind of a crazy hippie thing to think, but, you know, I'm okay with that.
Are you a crazy hippie, Saturn?
I don't know. I don't think so. But yeah, I totally agree. Like, some of, like, I don't know, I was in philosophy class last semester, and I was trying to explain, like, yeah, you know, like, some comedians are, like, you know, modern day philosophers because they think this way, and like, I really agree with all of that, and but like, I don't know, like, I couldn't relay the message properly, and they were like, yeah, sure, you look for real life meaning in Louis C.K.'s jokes, and I was like, okay, that's kind of mean. But whatever,
that is kind of mean, because anyone who's actually fucking ever heard Louis C.K.'s jokes will realize that, like, half of them are legit.
Well, you know, like, that's a comedy show, right? That's not his real life. That's not him. That's a character he's playing.
That totally makes sense, you know, given that there are people that also write whole books on shit like the philosophy of supernatural, which I think need to fucking stop. But, like, there's whole books in the philosophy section of, you know, whatever, Barnes & Noble that are just bullshit philosophy.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Saturn, for trying to pull some philosophy life lessons out of something that is actually philosophical. How dare you? It's not Socrates. You should know better.
Well, whenever I was saying, you know, that he's a character, like, that was the voice of my fellow students telling me that I'm wrong. So I was just playing devil's advocate right there, but okay.
Good job for ruining your own point.
Louis C.K. and, like, George Carlin and Dave Chappelle, like Bo Burnham. You've seen Bo Burnham stuff? He's a genius. Oh my god, that guy is like a young, like, very very depressed musical Louis C.K. Like, it's hilarious, and I think some of his jokes are a little weaker, but he has more like they work on better levels than Louis C.K.'s jokes, because a lot of Louis C.K.'s jokes is just like farts and shits and whatnot, and he doesn't do any of that, but he'll kind of make fun of like, haha, I'm here to make all of you laugh, and I can't. Like, I can't be, like, I'm trying to give you guys something that I could never have. And just stuff like that. So, anywho, let's get back to video games, shall we? Back to video games. It's been about 30 minutes now, so maybe we'll do another half hour, and then we'll get to pretending we have emails, and then, we can.
You're pretending you have emails.
That's totally a thing on the docket right now. Like,
pretend you have emails.
You have emails. See, it goes, who we are, how was your week, what you've been playing. There's a game title guessing game that I used to play that, I don't know, it's all right. There's an accompanying docket of news, a game deal roundup, honorable mentions, and then pretend we have emails and contact info. So that is how these should go, and that's not how they ever go. So...
You should work on that. Like that's kind of your fault. I kind of worry about your managerial skills there, Mister. I've ran some businesses.
I have run some businesses into the ground. Oh no, they were all right.
You shouldn't joke about that. That's
no.
That was self burn.
Self burn. Anyways, so have you checked out the Nintendo like release that they're talking about remaking a regular Nintendo with HDMI and 30 built-in games?
Yeah, that's gonna go horribly.
What? You don't think that's gonna what? Why?
Have you ever actually played a Nintendo on HDMI on like 720, 1080p without a? If they just pump it out there as like straight up ROMs with no shaders or filters, it's gonna look they look horrible.
Yeah, but ROMs are for people in the know, and like only like 5% of people are in the know. Like really.
That's unfortunate.
This will be good for your grandpa. This will be good, you know, for those kinds of people.
No, I don't have much faith in it. I think it's a good idea, I guess. Like, I'd maybe be interested in one if it's easily hacked to allow additional games to be put on it. If it has filters put in so it actually looks nice. Because there's, for $60, there is no way in hell there is a decent upscaler in there. I'm sorry, but no way in hell is there, like, one of those Japanese RGB converter kit things for HD or for, you know, new TVs that upscales everything beautifully and they cost like $400 alone. There's no way in hell there's something of that quality going to be put into this.
Well, I mean,
it's Nintendo.
Like, they don't have to do any of that because they rebuilt the ROMs themselves, right? Like, they don't have to do.
Well, I'm just saying if there's no filter or shader fix or anything like that, shader's the wrong word for this. If there's no proper filters, it's going to look like ass.
Well, I mean, like, you don't have to have a hardware filter. Like, I don't know, PSP, PPSSPP, the PSP emulator, like, has, like, tons of software filters that, like, work out great. I don't know. I don't think it would cost that much to make a
Well, a software filter would be free. I'm just saying I don't know if Nintendo will use one, and, you know, well, it'll have to be, we'll have to wait and see, because if they don't use one, it'll look like ass, but Nintendo isn't really known as the company that wants to adopt solid, sound technological advice on anything, so it's really a good crapshoot to see if they actually will do something that would be sound technological advice.
Yeah, you're well, like, the game lineup looks good. Mega Man 2, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Punch-Out, like, all the classics are there.
Yeah, it's I'm not going to dispute that it's a bad lineup of games. It's actually Galaga, a great lineup of games.
Bubble Bobble, Balloon Fight.
Yeah, I think it's a stand-up amount of games. People were upset that Mega Man 2 was there, but people that are upset about Mega Man 2 obviously never played Mega Man 1. Because Mega Man 2 is far more the Mega Man game that set what a Mega Man game is. You know, sliding, charge shot. Pretty sure it was 2 that introduced both of those elements.
Yeah.
Or maybe just sliding. Either way, for those that are unaware, Mega Man 1 literally was what Ecoraptor called it. It was run and gun. There was no charge, there was no dash. It was just run and mash the Christ out of your shoot button. And Mega Man 2 came along and actually did evolution in a sequel, which was why Mega Man 2 is there.
Yeah. Mega Man 2 is awesome. Have you heard Dwayne and Brando's version of Mega Man 2? Like Dwayne and Brando rap over like a Mega Man 2 song?
No, like, probably not.
All the boss themes. It's so fucking amazing. Oh my god. Like it's really metal. I don't know how else to explain it. But yeah, Mega Man 2, man. Good stuff all up in there. I wish there was Cobra Triangle.
Like, I have no idea what Cobra Triangle is.
It's like
might be on your own.
No, you're like a speedboat and you shoot missiles. And you have, like, tank controls for the first time ever on the regular Nintendo. Well, wait, that can't be right. I'm sure there was, like, a tank buster game or whatever, but no. So it's like, you know, whichever direction you're facing, if you press up, you'll go forward. And you use left and right to turn. And I don't think you use back for anything. But, Yeah, no, it was, like, really the speed. Just the speed alone on a regular Nintendo game for Cobra Triangle. Very, very good. Like, I suggest you give it a try. Like,
oh, I'll get to it eventually. Something I'm planning to do is I'm gonna try and play and review every Nintendo game. Well, the original 754.
That's a lot, dude. Shit.
Yeah, but it's some of them won't be that much of an issue because, like, what all can you say about 1942 and its sequel 1943?
Yeah, but like, don't you feel like like, you can review, there's this divide of that I find whenever people review games. It's like, either you beat it and you experienced all there was, or you didn't and you spent an hour or two. And, like, I don't know. I'd rather read the beat it version, but, like, not everybody has the time for that. And that's why I don't review games unless I've beaten them. Because I feel like there's sections of the game that I don't know about. Like, what if it all just turns to shit? And I recommend this game to people. That's not cool. Well, that's bullshit.
Well, let me put it this way for you then. So, by that logic, no one should ever review a game like Disgaea.
You can beat Disgaea. Disgaea has several endings.
Yeah, okay. You can. You can beat the story mode. You can beat the story mode in, I don't know, a couple of hours if you have your power leveling down pat, I believe. Sure, but, you know, then what about the item world? You didn't jump into the item world too much when you were power leveling and all that.
The item world is like a randomized schlock.
Yeah, but you need it to get the best weapon.
Yeah. But the item world is randomized schlock. Like, that's not a surprise to anybody. Like, nobody needs to hear, oh, this item world is randomized schlock. Like,
but the item world is one of the biggest pulls into what kind of defines Disgaea.
But there's item worlds inside item worlds, man. You don't want to go there.
There is. You can do all that crazy shit. So just think of that, though. Like, to some games to properly review would take a metric ton of hours. And if you're worried about missing something, well then, like, a game like Disgaea, if you just beat it and review it in that, like, 10 hours or a couple of hours or whatever it takes to actively sit down and just power through it on a pure story level, you're going to miss a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, it's not about missing, like, I guess it is about missing things, but it's about missing the majority of the baseline of what the developers expect you to experience.
In Disgaea, they expect you to experience everything. That's.
I don't know if anybody who was developing Disgaea really expected someone, like, maybe like a handful of people, to really just destroy that item world to its fullest.
They do, though. They expect it because one of the big selling points of Disgaea is that in the first ones, that the max damage you could do was 9,999. And then in Disgaea 4, I think, I need to actually sit down and beat.
They added five digits.
I think they added, like, millions. Like, your max damage is into the millions now or something. So, yeah, they definitely expected people to do this because you know, it was something that they were promoting and selling as a feature. And
never-ending gameplay.
This guy was a very bad example, I think. Like, this guy was a bad example, and I use that as hyperbole, I guess, intentionally. But you could want to play a game entirely, and
well, I'm just worried. Like, regular Nintendo games like take a long time to beat, especially if they're difficult. So like, how much time are you gonna accrue to like each one of these games, and like how many years is that gonna take? Like, well, even if you played a game a day, it would take 2-3 years.
Well, so here I'll say this as well then. Like, then I'm gonna go back to, you know, 1942 and 1943. Do you really need to beat a shmup?
What if there's good shit at the back end? What if there's like, oh, well, you thought this was crazy, well, now it's Frog Fractions. Like, you know? I was going to say Frog Fractions too, but that shit ain't out yet. But no, have you ever played Frog Fractions?
No, that sounds like a fever dream to me.
Fever dream?
Yeah, a dream you have when you have a fever.
Oh.
Just really fucked up.
No, you should go look up a video of people playing Frog Fractions. It's crazy. It's like, hey, you know, now you're a frog, and like, you stick your tongue out and you get the little fractions, and then, you know, your little points become bigger, and then, like, okay, so they become bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually you're just like, okay, so why? And then there's this whole other section of the game that totally, like, almost, like, negates, like, the first section that you were just working on, like, almost adventure capitalist style, like, oh, now that I have, you know, a McDonald's, I don't need a lemonade stand. That's crazy. Like,
well, adventure capitalist, you need that lemonade stand. That lemonade stand's going to make you more money.
Okay, that was a bad example, but obviously, like,
because I played the shit out of that game on my phone for, like, a good solid 6 months. Yeah.
Like, some of the lower end, businesses are actually very profitable because they refresh so fast. But like, I don't know, some of the higher end businesses, like, it's better off just to invest in that, and then you, after one or two refreshes, it's like 200 times as much as you would get from, you know, one of the lower end businesses. That's my point. Like, what if it's like that? Put 1981 or 1983 or whatever that game. 1942. I didn't even hear you. 1943.
There's two of them. Yeah. Anyway, I think you're giving too much credit to a Nintendo, to like a early or late 80s, or actually early 80s in some cases, an 80s Nintendo game, man. This was just off the cusp of Atari crashing. This was like, this was off the cusp of Burger Town and Dig Dug. If Dig Dug,
I don't know, man. Dig Dug had it. Like, I've played a few regular Nintendo games. Have you ever played Rygar?
Rygar. He sounds very familiar.
You're like a guy with a shield yo-yo.
Yep, I played Rygar.
Okay, so some of the items in there just totally change the game. You're just like a different person. Like, I don't know. Like, hopefully it works out. But yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe people, you know, maybe you can just like play a game for a couple hours and really get the gist of it. But yeah. Well, let's move on to the next thing here. My week, I've been playing a lot of Overwatch, and I've been terrible at it. I was at competitive 54, and now I'm at competitive 48, so I lost. Yesterday I had quite a losing streak. It was terrible.
Is that because you just suck?
It is. I really do. There's no denying it. I remember I used to be good. I mean, I did start off at 53, so I don't know what happened between. I think it was the vacation time. I'm not that big a fan. I'm not good enough, and I don't have all that time to spend like getting good. I gotta get good though. And then what else did I? I bought Jet Set Knights off of Steam for $5.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
It's really good, actually. It's like a tower defense style platformer. that is kind of in the vein of, like, picture Bubble Bobble, except a platformer. And instead of being tiny little dragons, you're knights that pick up items and build towers and barricades and shoot lances.
Oh, it actually looks interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm looking at the screenshots right now.
It's very, very good. It holds up pretty well. And there's tons of different weapons, and, like, I haven't been able to get to any of the artifacts yet. So I have all these coins, and I'm spending them on the casino. And the casino just fucks me over every single time. Like, I get, like, 30 or 40 coins, and it costs one coin to spin the slots, and then I'll get three little poop piles. The poop piles are in there in the slot machine. And then they take all my money. If you get three poop piles in a row, that's all your money. They take it all.
Have you ever said to yourself that you might have a gambling problem?
Yeah. I went to the casino with my sister, and my sister-in-law, I guess. Yeah, my sister and my sister-in-law. Yeah. Not too long ago, and I was losing pretty bad. Like, even after a slot roll that gave me back like $200 or $300, I was just like, I gotta get back in. I gotta keep playing. You know, I'm up 100 now, but, like, I could be up so much more. And so I got greedy and I kept playing, and I lost it all again. At the end of the night, I was watching my sister-in-law play craps, or not craps, roulette. And this roulette, like, dealer kept rolling like 7 or 8 reds and then a black, and then 7 or 8 reds and then a black. And we were learning how to play roulette, and we were watching these two girls at the end of the table just play the game, like, oh yeah, you know, 7 or 8 reds seems pretty dependable, kind of Old Faithful here. And so I put 100 down on red. And immediately my sister-in-law was like, no, you don't want to do that. And, like, took my money and put it back in my pocket. And it rolled black. So I was very thankful.
Saturn, just for your own health and, you know, your, which I'm sure is a lovely lady, your significant other, do not ever think to go into the stock market. Don't just stay out of that.
Well, I'm already in there, baby. I'm already in there. I got some stocks in my Roth IRA. I do mutual funds.
Oh, that's not...
Well, yeah, I'm not, like...
Keep your index...
I'm not hustling.
Like, you, index-level garbage. You have nothing. You're long-term investing. Okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
Don't ever try and day trade. You'll regret
Oh,
it.
No, fuck that. That's insane. Day trading. Like, you gotta move, like, tens of thousands of dollars to make an effective... like day trading thing go on. And
you don't need 20, well,
the margins
dollars.
Are super, what are you talking about, the margins are super small.
Like, you need to okay, so I've done the math, we don't need to know why I've done the math, but to if you want to play on sub percent moves, so about 0.5%, you need to play with roughly I'm going to be talking Canadian. I'm going to bust it to American. You need to be playing roughly like $7,000 to $8,000 on a single thing. Well, you have to go.
That's
all
almost
in.
$10,000, bro.
Yeah, I know it's almost $10,000. It's okay. About $10,000.
Okay, what's
Canadian.
The profit are we looking at then?
Oh, if on 0.5% on if your broker's an asshole and charges you like $10 a move, which is really shit. And you're in America, you can use Robinhood, and if you're using Robinhood, you're a scrub. You should get a real brokerage and fuck off. But if you're about 10 grand Canadian, which comes to about 8 grand American, give or take, 0.5% will get you your trade fees, your commission fees, which is about $20. Sorry. So you know, if you're playing with under 5, you need to really look for things that are going to move more than 1%. And you know, the only things that really consistently, well, not consistently, the only things you you're going to be doing that stupid shit with. And really trying to bank on will be things like earnings or ETFs, like 3Xs. Right.
So what you're telling me is the margins are really small.
I'm telling you it is. Yes, it is often very, very dangerous. And you're far better off getting enough money to play options and lose your money on earnings with that, you know. pray someone accidentally adds an extra zero or two to the amount that they are offering on, and the price they want, or so the price they want is, you know, good, and you can really fuck shit up that way.
Wait, you're banking on somebody accidentally adding a zero?
Is that I'm just saying you pray for that. You pray for that. You know, that's, you sacrifice a goat every night in hopes that that pays off. Because every now and then it happens. I'm not saying it'll happen. I'm just saying you pray it happens, and then you pray that you are just looking at the right contracts for it, so you can jump in on one.
Okay. Okay.
But don't do that. You have a gambling problem. You will lose all your money. Don't.
I do not have a gambling problem. All right. I'm fine. I walked away that night with only $50 less than I came in. I had a good time for $50. It was a roller coaster ride, but I did it. All right, $50 is not a lot. That is not a person with a gambling problem.
You are right. No, it is a person with a gambling problem. Gambling problems are not written up by the amount lost. Gambling problems are written up by the fact you have a gambling problem.
I disagree. I think if you have thousands of dollars and you lose $50, that doesn't mean that you have a gambling problem.
How much were you up from those thousands of dollars, though? Like, how much were you up that night before you only walked away with losing $50?
$200.
Yeah. So you're up $200. How much were you down before you got back to only losing $50?
Like $100.
Almost $200, thanks to your sister.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Stay out of day trading, Saturn. Stay out of day. Don't do it, and stay out of casinos.
Never.
Unless your significant other is with you, then she'll smack you thusly, because, you know, if you ever intend on marrying this woman, or you live with this woman, which I think you do, your money is as good as being your money. Emphasis on your to imply both you and her.
I was like, huh? Like, just mine? But I thought you were talking about us getting married. Well, whatever. No, yeah, she told me that the other day, like, while we were in Austin. I was like, because we were worried about getting back to the camp late and they were going to close the gate. And I was like, fuck it, I don't care. I want to play video games tonight. So if we come back to the camp and it's closed, I'll just buy a fucking room at a motel. And she's like, but that's a misuse of money. We already paid for camping. Camping was like $5. But she was like, well, we already paid for camping. No, like that's a waste. And I was like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I don't care what, like $50. It'll be cool. And she's like, no, but what if I get pregnant or have, you know, what if something happens? And I was like, you can't live life like that. You know, I can pay, like, even though it wasn't just that. It was like, okay, yeah, we were going to Hop Daddy's. And I was like, yeah, totally. I'll just, you
going
know,
to this, what, sorry?
Hop Daddy's is a burger joint.
Thank you.
And I was like, hey, yeah, you know, I'll go in and I'll pay for everything. It'll be fine. She's like, no, you got to save that money. What if I get pregnant? And I told her, like, you know, I can buy a hamburger and then, like, pay for baby stuff, like, both at the same time, right? They're not mutually exclusive or anything. And she's like, no, but you got to save that. What a diapers and this, and that. And she's not, I don't know, she's always worried about being pregnant. And I've surprisingly taken it pretty well every time. So, oh, man, she listens to this, too. So I'm going to get a couple punches to the face.
Well, if you take him to the groin, you won't have to worry about, you know, pregnancy.
That's true. That's true.
And, you know, also, let's be very honest, you know, there's always the Falcon Punch approach.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to discuss that. I don't think she knows what that is. But I guess from
just busting
connotation,
your balls, man. That's all she's going to do is bust your balls.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm going to try to edit that out. What time is it? 55? I'll write that down. At recording 55. Yeah. Anywho, so yeah, played a lot of Jet Set Nights. That's good. I bought Why Am I Dead and Lost at Sea. That looks really good. I can't wait to tear into that. It's kind of like it looks extremely like Earthbound or like Mother 3. except it has no combat and it's just like a murder mystery novel. But
oh, interesting.
The music sounds really good and the story is supposedly very good and has great reviews. It just went on sale last week. It's usually like $14 and I got it for like $5.
I think that was a permanent price reduction.
Oh, was it? Well, good maybe, for them.
Because I'm not even seeing a sale because I'm looking it up right now. But yeah, I know that totally does look like Earthbound.
Yeah.
A little too much like Earthbound.
Almost too much, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I can't get enough of it, so that's not too much for me. I like it.
So I assume you played Undertale then.
Oh, yeah. I played up until the volcano, and then I just kind of lost interest. I plan on going back to it. My girlfriend played it, and she played up until killing Undyne. Spoilers, but she played up until killing Undyne, and she felt super bad, so she just stopped. Because after you kill Undyne, Papyrus comes out, and he's like, "Hey, you know, I got this friend named Undyne. I think the two of you would be really cool friends. You should hang out with together and do something. I think you'd like each other a lot, and you just got finished like killing her, so you feel really bad."
Well, you don't have to.
So
your girlfriend just like ruthlessly killed the god of the sea.
I don't give a shit about that. No, it was hard because like you can't. You can mercy them, but you have to be able to like dodge specifically, like well, whenever you mercy. And I guess she just couldn't do that. And after, like, I don't know, the 10th or so try, she was like, "All right, I guess you have to die.
Fuck it, this bitch goes down."
Yeah. So, that happened. Yeah, I can't wait to get into why am I dead and lost at sea. I would like to know why. I got a new phone. My new phone just came in 3 days ago. For those of you who have been listening since episode 1, I've been talking about getting a new phone, ordering a new phone, waiting a month, finding out that they don't have that phone, giving me my money back, and then ordering another new phone. And so now it's here. It's beautiful. I like it. I've been waiting like half a year to get this phone. It's just an LG G4, so it's nothing special. But I'm going to get a 9,000 milliamp case for it.
Of course you are.
Yeah, Zero Lemon.
You want to go play Pokemon.
Well, I don't really play Pokemon, really, to be honest. Have you been playing Pokemon Go?
Well, I am in Canada, so technically, no. But well, technically, yes.
Technically, yeah.
Technically, yes. No, yeah. But technically, yes. There we go. That's the way I want to put it.
But, yeah, I don't know. I tried it a few times, and I guess I'm just lazy. I should get into it because it would be a healthier thing for me to do, and like walking around, like actually having to walk around. I've tried cheating. Like, I sat in a car.
You have to go under 20 clicks.
Do you really? Is that
a
thing?
Yeah, you have to go super slow.
Okay. Well, I tried cheating. Okay, that explains a lot because like sometimes like I'm in the passenger side and I'm like, yeah, I can totally stop at that Pokestop really quick while we're at this light.
Oh no, you have to hit it. You have to hit it hard and fast for that to work.
Yeah.
For that to work, yeah.
So yeah, sometimes that works out, sometimes it doesn't. But no Pokemon unless you're going super slow, apparently.
No, they shoot up. It's the eggs. The eggs don't hatch.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're going slow.
Well, what else? Hoplite. Dude. You got a smartphone? You should play some Hoplite. That shit is free, and it is good.
What's Hoplite?
Hoplite is like it's a roguelike chess game where you are...
game?
A chess. Chess-like.
Chess, oh, okay. Yeah.
It's kind of like chess, but basically it's everything... Every space is an octagon. You can go in every direction, every side of the octagon. There's these small maps, and you're a little like Spartan warrior. And you have, like, three tools available to you. You can bash, which originally, like, just pushes people back. You can spear throw, which allows you to kill people at 2 to 3 squares away range. And then you can move, which if you move and you're moving straight towards an enemy, you can lunge at them with your spear and kill them. Or if you move... from one adjacent square of an enemy to another adjacent square of an enemy, then you get to kill him. So, the the rules are very, very simple. I just told all of them to you. And each enemy attacks in a different like logarithm. So or a different pattern. So as long as you're aware of what you can do and it's very obvious what they can do, every move is like a puzzle, but it's a roguelike. So I don't know, it's really, really fun. You should give it a try. It's super small and like it's free, and like I just started playing it earlier today and I'm hooked. Like, this game is really fun, and if I could pay them any amount, I would pay them, like, you know, like, I don't know, almost $5 for this game.
I'd pay them any amount, almost $5. Okay,
well, almost $5. That's reasonable for a mobile app game.
I imagine your girlfriend is happy to hear that you limited yourself to $5 after almost any amount.
Well, I'm a cheap gamer, and like almost this whole podcast is based on like saving money and being a cheap gamer. So, yeah.
Well, so out comes the real thing here. You're hoping you get sponsors that are game companies that'll pay you to review their games after you play and beat them all entirely.
Well, that'd be nice, but I probably wouldn't have the time for any of that, to be honest. Because then it would be like, hey, play this game that you probably don't like, and then, you know, you get it for free though, but like you don't like it. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun to me. I would rather just do what I'm doing now. Like, I'll pay for my games, so I don't care. Yeah. Other phone titles. Man, are you into Android gaming, man?
No, not really.
You gotta get there.
I can't. I have a crappy phone. I mostly play stuff on PC. I have a nice backlog for everything outside of PC, so I need to start on some Wii U shit eventually.
Mm.
By eventually, I mean probably in the short-term future.
Yeah, but if you have a badass phone, you should get yourself, like, I don't know, you can get, like, an LG G3 now for, like, $100, less than, probably.
Oh, I probably have an equivalent phone to that. It's just old phones do not handle stuff well at all. Like, I can hardly play Pokemon Go on a Moto G Gen 2.
Oh, yeah, Moto G's suck balls. No, why would you use...
No. The Moto E's suck balls. The Moto G's were good midline budget phones.
You should get a Moto X.
I don't have that kind of money. What the fuck do you... What kind of stuff do you think I do?
Just get it off of Amazon. It can't be more than $100 or so, right? Moto X's?
I'm in Canada, though. You gotta remember, the Canada tax is going to be, like, another $400.
There's international versions of those phones that you can get, too. I don't know, man. Well, I got myself a G4 for, like, $180, and that's just, like, that's high-end for me because I don't really do a lot of stuff besides emulation. And once you get, like, a phone that's decent enough to at least do emulation, man, oh my god, there's, like, DS emulation, regular Nintendo emulation, like, all the old systems, and then PSP, like, emulation right now, PPSSPP, that is the smoothest thing that is the smoothest emulator I have ever seen in my life. Like, it is so beautiful, and, like, you can run that stuff on a toaster. It's so good. But yeah, man, a lot of classics. You could be playing Disgaea forever on your phone.
Or I could just do that on my PSP.
You could do that, but you always have your phone. Do you always have your PSP, guy? I didn't think so. Yeah. Nothing to say about that, is there? We've been surprisingly civil this whole podcast. Like, I was expecting you to, like, be super inappropriate, to be honest. Go you. Go Link. Man.
Oh, see, you should. See, that's your fault now. I was doing my best. Like, I didn't want to, you know, spill the beans on, you know, you having the little Asian baby dick. But, you know, since you wanted...
Hey.
Since you...
I've had complaints about the bigness of... No, this is too much. Yeah, let's go back. I don't like where we're going here.
You did it to yourself, man. It's true. You and no one else.
Well, your face is dumb. Like, I got nothing. I don't even know what you look like, man. Been talking to you for 7 years. No idea.
Again, I said it the other day, but you need to just go to your girlfriend and say just thank you. Just thank her.
That's because of the Heelys, though. And that's a whole different other story. Heelys are the best mode of transportation, like, if possible, at all times.
You might want to edit this shit out.
Whatever, man. Heelys are cool. I don't care what you say. Whenever I Heely across the mall, everybody's like, there's that guy! He's so cool! That's what I think they're saying as I roll away. I'm pretty sure that's what they say. Alright, so, yeah.
Oh, fuck. What does your girlfriend think about you and your Heelys?
She bought her own pair of Heelys, but she never wears them. I think she just did that to humor me. I'm not sure. But, probably. Yeah. But no, I had this dream of us both linking arms together and Heelying off into the distance. So, for a while, that was a possibility. But, no, I think she's out of practice of, like, learning how to Heely. Heelys were the first things that I bought whenever I got my current job. Like, so, because I do patrols inside the mall, so I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking Heely on, you know, while I'm at work. And it was the best. It still is, but I don't know. I kind of got tired of it.
Yeah, you should have, but, you know.
It's still amazing, but my body is like, hey, you know your knees? You're like almost 30. Your knees are almost 30.
You do know 8-year-old Saturn, if you ever meet him, is going to look at them and go,
oh my god, it's so cool.
How are you not single?
Exactly.
Like, what's next? You're going to tell me you enjoy wearing Crocs?
I don't have any Crocs, but I do have slippers that are ugly that I wear.
Slippers are slippers. You don't wear them outside.
Okay. What, do people wear Crocs everywhere? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that is definitely a thing.
Oh. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. People wear Crocs everywhere. Maybe it's a Canada thing.
Well, on the last note of Android video gaming, out there, Omega version is a really nice roguelike that's kind of like Oregon Trail in space. Maybe you should try Oregon Trail in space. Basically, you have a spaceship, and you wake up and you're like, hey, what the fuck? I'm the only human. Where is everybody else? And so you travel from star to star, mining stars for resources to get further, and you have a destination. And I've only made it there once out of, like, I've been playing this game for like a year. I think I've played through like over 100 runs, and I've only gotten like to my destination once. And once I got there, there was like, it was almost like artificial intelligence. Do you remember that movie? That dumb movie with Haley Joel Osment?
Oh, yeah.
So I got there, and these aliens were like, hey, yeah, you're, you know, everybody that you knew and loved is dead, and, like, we can, like, take care of you. Like, and I was like, oh, okay, that sucks. But, like, there's multiple endings, because on the way over to the last stop, I found some humans in, like, deep freeze. So, like, I should have taken them along with me, but I didn't have enough space in my fucking spaceship because my spaceship sucked. And I don't think I would have made it to the end if I did take them. So, out there, Omega is really, really good. Anybody listening should give it a try.
It's not a paid endorsement. He's honest.
I am. I'm an honest man. Honest long. That's what I like to... Yeah.
What does that even mean, honest long? What the hell?
Well, my name is long. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, I said that at the beginning of this podcast, I thought.
Yeah, I was confused then, too. Now I just decided to ask.
Oh, no, that's not an adjective that I'm using for my name. No, that's actually my name. My name is long.
Your name is actually long.
Yeah, Link, for everybody listening, Link knows me as Mr. Saturn, and I've gone by Mr. Saturn for some 10-odd years, so probably longer. Before that, I was Hentai Jedi.
Hentai Jedi.
Yep, that was me. It kind of rhymes, so it was all right.
God.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yep. So, that's us. Let's see. Let's take a look at the docket here. Yeah, you got any good deals you wanna give a shout out to, Link, before we wrap this up?
Good deal. The Humble Weekly right now is a great deal. You can get Roguelands. I don't remember what else is in there. A bunch of other stuff, but you can get Roguelands for less than the cost of Roguelands, or you can pay the price for Roguelands and then get Roguelands as well as Disco Dodgeball, Nidhogg.
Nidhogg is good. Yeah,
fantastic game.
I remember I was gonna buy this, except I already have like all these games. I have Spelunky. I've got Skullgirls, which is good.
But
I don't know
what Skullgirls with all of the color palette bundles.
All the characters in color palette bundle. I think I have them all. I've got Beowulf and what's his name, and like I remember buying them during some type of sale for like less than a dollar. So pretty sure I got them. Nidhogg's awesome. If you don't have Nidhogg, you can at least pay a dollar and get some Nidhogg on you in your Steam library. And it's great. It's really fast paced. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, I'd say more it's fencing, but yeah.
It is fencing, but it's basically rock, paper, scissors, right? Like, each fencing pose is a rock, a paper, or scissors.
I guess if you're going to try and break it down to that level, yes. Yeah, it is.
But yeah, it's a fun game. Definitely worth a dollar. What's the monthly like? Oh, yeah, that's right. The monthly sucks.
This month, I don't know. Monthly doesn't suck. It's just the game they're hinting at this month is Call of Duty Black Ops 3 multiplayer. But if anyone that's played... I only played Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer, and it's anything like that, then what that means is they have absolutely zero interest in keeping hackers out, and it's just people hacking with God mode on.
That sucks. The monthly looks bleh. There's like Hurt World, Kentucky, Route Zero, which...
Oh, that was last month. That was last month.
No, what? No, that's this month.
That's okay. That's what I've... Right.
Yeah,
July,
that's what I'm getting
right,
this
July.
Month.
We're in July right now.
Yeah, Satellite Rain, which I gotta get you that code, because, you know, I already got a copy. The Red Solstice. I like robots. But, most of this stuff is, like, junk. Kapoka? I don't really... Meh.
Well, you gotta remember, that Kapoka game is their original. It's a game that's something they're putting out there. They're, like, something that's not everyone else would play, that they're giving away.
Mm.
I don't know. Have you played Kapoka? It looks like a relaxing, fun game.
I don't play games to relax, man. I play games to crush the world, to go fast. Gotta go fast all the time.
He's there, Sanic. He's there.
Yeah, gotta go fast. I saw this image one time on 4chan because I browse 4chan. But no, like they were like, "Hey, build your character," and it's like a blank like stick figure, and then it's like name and then sex and then like personality. And then, you know, so on and so forth. And, like, everybody was doing one, like, for different characters in video games. Then somebody did one for Sonic, and it was, like, name Sonic. And then it's, like, sex fast. And, like, personality fast. Like, it just kept on going like that, and it was hilarious.
That's actually still pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, well, and, yeah. Let's wrap this up here. Honorable mentions are already honorably mentioned tons of games, so I feel like that's good. I feel like we're in a good place of that's what's on my mind lately. You got anything on your mind you want to mention?
Just the regular stuff, like how long it's going to take for Heat Death to kill the universe and such.
Yeah, honorable mention to the Heat Death. Woo!
I don't really think you'll be wooing. I think you'll be, you know,
woo!
Just dead.
I don't know, man. I feel like once we master the power, like really master the power of the atom, like I don't know. I was talking to a physicist at my college one time, and he was like, "You know, there's more energy in your body than there is in like the volume of your body, like if it were made of the sun." And I was like, "That can't be right, can it?" And he was like, "Yes, yes, it is. It's true. You just like it's all in there. It's just not like it's not burnt like." Is it better to burn out or as it is to fade away than it is to fade away. And we're just fading away. We're not burning out like the sun is. That's like two different things. But yeah, I feel like heat death isn't really a thing we got. I mean, I'm sure it's going to happen eventually. But...
Oh, I'm not scared of it happening to me. I'm just posturizing for the entire universe.
Yeah, because
I could care less. By the time it happens, you know, it'll be so far down the family line that I don't even think my great 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 grandkids will even be remembered.
No, yeah, it'll be just some type of strange Doctor Who timeline that we're totally oblivious to.
If I ever do anything of that much importance that I'm remembered, well then fuck it. I don't care though. Whoever those kids are, whoever they may be, my future lineage, fuck you. You're dead. I don't care. I really don't. I don't need to care about them.
All right.
Someone else to care about.
I'm sure you'll be famous for something or other, man. Yeah, totally. Like Achilles. But like, I don't know, for something crazy. Like, he was the guy that was there. He saved everyone from the nuclear explosion by eating yogurt at the right time. I don't know.
That would be just a really weird, weird Doctor Who timeline.
Yeah. Well, you know, life is weird. Like, the truth is weird. Just stranger than fiction. Anyways.
Any other bad book titles you want to throw out there while we're at it?
What? You don't like Stranger Than Fiction?
I'm just throwing out there. There's all sorts of... You just said a bunch of campy-sounding, like, book titles.
Yeah. Stranger Than Fiction
was a wonderful movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Shit on that movie.
Okay. Now's the time we pretend we have emails. Okay, so we've got one here from...
no, you don't. What are you doing? Yes. What are you doing to yourself?
Shh. We've got one here from... let's see what's wrong with this. Fresco. We've got one here from Mr. Fresco.
Oh, God.
Link.
Is he a grapefruit? Why would he send me... Why in your little fictional world am I getting emails? I've never been here before.
Oh, well, he knew. This works. Just roll with it. Roll with it, man. Jeez. Okay. What franchise would you like to see remade? Like, rebooted?
I'd like to see Nintendo rebooted. I would like to
just
see
the
them
whole
rebooted.
Everything
I,
of
I
Nintendo.
I would like to see Nintendo rebooted as a software company and just fucking accept that they have no place in the world of hardware.
I did not read all the way. It says IPs, so yeah, you need an informational property, like your intellectual property, that you would like to reboot. Not a whole. You can't just do Nintendo. That's crazy.
Okay, their hardware line. I would like to see their IP, their hardware IP line. Just rebooted as just a 3DS, but call it a Super 3DS instead of new 3DS, because
oh, a Super stupid. 3DS would be that would be the right thing to call it, really.
Yeah, it would have been the right thing to call it, really. But it, Nintendo, anyway. To actually answer your question, there's not a whole lot, to be quite honest. Most of the games that I really would have liked to see rebooted have kind of been rebooted. Like, Doom's been rebooted. Wolfenstein's been rebooted in its own weird way. Christ. yeah, there's not a whole lot that I would like to see rebooted. Like, the new Spider-Man reboot, technically it's a reboot. That's maybe, but... Yeah, no, for actual...
Are you talking about the movies?
What? No.
You're talking about the new Spider-Man in Civil War, and he's about to have a movie? No, there's a new
Spider-Man.
Game?
Yeah, new game. Made by Insomniac Studios. Yeah, the guys that did Sucker Punch, not Insomniac. Wow, I'm fucked up. The guys that did Infamous. It was announced at E3. They are doing a Spider-Man game.
That is a good combo, actually. I
yeah, it really is. So, you know, here's hoping that it can beat out Spider-Man 2. I'll keep my nostalgia glasses on to keep remembering Spider-Man 2.
Did you ever play Shattered Dimensions?
Shattered Dimensions. That shit sounds familiar. I don't think so.
No, yeah, it was on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Like, it had, like, all kinds of versions of Spider-Man.
Oh, Shattered Dimensions. No, it's on my list of things to buy. Yeah. No, I haven't actually played it. It's on my list of things to maybe buy at not full price, if I can ever buy them at not full price.
Yeah, that thing looks interesting, I tell you what. But a lot of people that I know fell asleep, like, trying to play that game, so...
What about you? What would you like to see? What IP would you like to see rebooted?
Well, obviously, Earthbound. I would really dig an Earthbound. Like,
but you got Undertale.
Yeah, but that's not Earthbound. Like, I really want to revisit. Like, I want to see like Ness and Paula like have a kid. You know, I want to see like Pooh become the old master that he was training with. Like almost like so Jedi.
Basically, you want to see like the Tales of Des or Tales of Eternia 2 of Earthbound.
I want to see anything of Earthbound, man. Like, they were like, it's in the game too. Like in the game, in Foresight, it's like, you know, you're at the corner of fucking one of the streets, and there's a building with like a little sign in front of it, and it says development team meeting of, you know, Earthbound 2 coming soon. Fucking, that was terrible. Why would they promise that inside its own game? I don't know. But
because Nintendo sucks at hardware.
Yeah, I remember hearing a lot about like the next Earthbound being put on like it was like 64. CD system.
64DD. Yeah.
Yeah, the 64 CD system, and then regular 64, and then it was just scrapped. And yeah, now it's on like Game Boy Advance.
Earthbound 3, which has a fan patch out there.
Yeah, there's a fan patch, and I think there's a regular like version that's coming out soon too. And the guy who did the fan patch, his name's Tomato. He was just like trying to tell Nintendo, like, hey, yeah, you can use this, you know, you can use my translation if you want. Pretty much did all the work. All you have to do, all you have to do is sell it. But
they,
I think
they
they're
won't
gonna
do that.
Yeah,
they won't.
I think they're gonna do their own thing.
It's Nintendo. They'll try and rip out all the. They'll try and censor it because that's what Nintendo does. I hate Nintendo, by the way.
Translation.
As much as I love Nintendo, I hate them with a passion.
I'm complacent about their activities. Can't wait for the NX. I tell you what, I hear that's gonna be great. It's gonna have connectivity with phones.
Well, running theory now is that the NX is going to be an Android thing. So
I'm even okay with that. I doubt it though. Nintendo wouldn't do that. Like, they have to have their own firmware stuff.
They can still have their own Android pack.
I don't know if they can. That doesn't seem like them. Have they ever done that before?
Well, the rumor that got that one started was because, you know, some of the release leak docs, as well as, you know, the likelihood that the new NES thing is going to be an Android.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. But again, no one has an actual clue about the NX yet at this point. If it's going to be able to push out stuff at capabilities of the Wii U, actually, yeah, there's Android stuff that can do that, but who knows? If it's, yeah. Anyway, I don't have faith in them for their hardware stuff. I
don't know, man. They're going to be one of the first things on the market, I think, to have, like, a wireless HDMI connector. Like, that sounds crazy.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, totally, the streaming capabilities of the PS4 to the Vita, that was nothing impressive.
Well, I mean, that was impressive, but, like, no, wireless HDMI, like, to your TV? Isn't that what's going to happen? That's crazy.
I think could you not stream from your PS... You could stream from your PS4 to your Vita, could you not? Or, sorry, not the Vita, to the PlayStation TV?
What? No, you have to have it connected to your TV.
Yeah, but you could stream from... You could stream from the PS4 to the PSTV, which would at that point be technically acting as an HDMI receiver, would it not?
I guess, but that's not the function that I'm talking about. I'm talking about all you have to do is bring this box home and then connect it to an outlet. Like, there's no wires from your TV to this box. Like, there's none. That's crazy.
Oh, I'm worried about my 8 or 10 year old TV then.
Ah. Well,
I'm being a dick on purpose. I have no faith in the NX, but I stopped reading all the rumors just because all the rumors are progressively getting more and more wishful thinking. So until Nintendo says something, then I'll actually start speculating on the NX.
Yeah, I don't know what some things Nintendo does. Like, I just don't understand. Some? Like, well, I mean, fucking the people who wanted Mother 3 in America, in the States, like, got together and, like, created an art book and, like, sent it with love, like, covered in hearts to, like, the Nintendo of America people. And they were just like, fuck all of that. I don't care. Like, I don't know. But, I should have voted with my wallet, I tell you what. Whenever Earthbound came to the Wii U. I don't even have a Wii U. So I guess I don't have any room to complain. But I'm going to get one next quarter. Next quarter I'll get one. And get some extra money.
Don't do it.
There's not a whole lot to play, but...
No, there is. There is a whole lot to play. I'm just saying don't do it.
I can only think of like 2 or 3 games to play.
Exactly. Wait for the NX. Wait for the NX. See if they actually do backwards compatibility and all that fun garbage.
Yeah.
Wait for Nintendo's word.
Sounds good. Well, all right then, man. Let's wrap this up. Put some contact info here. We're Critical Media Guys again. If you'd like to talk to us, please send us some emails that we could pretend to have. So then nobody will know if they're pretend or not. Huh? You see there? See what I did there, Link? Yeah. Please email us at criticalmediaguys@gmail.com. That's guys, plural. It's criticalmediaguys@gmail.com.
And yeah, you can all also, those theoretical ones were going to Guy.
Yeah, Guy. Critical Media Guy. And it's just one guy, right?
He was upset that theoretical. You know, he got pissed off.
Invitation got lost in the mail, Guy. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, you can also like us on Facebook. That'll do great help. If you really want to be a boon to the cause, you can go on iTunes and rate it, but nobody's going to do that. So, yeah, just even rate us terribly. That'll be fun. I would love to see what kind of shit-talking you could do on iTunes. We also have a Twitter called critical_guys, and that's it. Yeah, that's all the places. Oh, there's also a blog, critmed.wordpress.com. It's just a little WordPress blog that posts all the episodes of this and then a couple of reviews on hardware and video games. Link, you got anything you want to tag?
Yeah, in terms of saying the meanest shit or whatever in comments to you, just don't feel too bad. I've probably said far worse to you, so, you know.
Link's pretty bad. He's said some pretty toxic shit to me, like, over the course of our 10 years of knowing each other. And you know what? I just take it. I'm not really that... I'll come back with something stupid like your mother. That's as creative as I want to get. I have no... To be honest, I think the problem is I know so little about you. Like, there's not a thing that I can pinpoint to be like, well, you're... You know, I can't cut deep with anything because I don't know you as deeply as I guess I think I do.
Or you're just not a horrible person.
Maybe.
Go with that one.
I'm going to go with that one. Yeah. So thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. We're Critical Media Guys, and I'll hope to see you next week-ish because we don't have a regularly scheduled timing thing going on. But yeah, till next time.
Good night.
Good night.